This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Salam alaikum, brothers and sisters. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and here is Batul. Welcome to the program For a Better Life. In our previous session, we posed this question as to what is a better life. Then we came to the conclusion that a better life is when a person is happy. This happiness is not the material happiness, but it is the happiness of the soul. So how can I reach this happiness? The answer is when I become a better person. Therefore, to have a better life, I need to be a better person first. In the last session, we were talking about the steps to become a better person. And the first step was yaqda, which means to awaken. Sometimes a short sentence can awaken us from our deep slumber, from our ghafla, from our negligence, and then change our lives. This awakening can happen anywhere, brothers and sisters. It could be while listening to the verses of Quran, or it could be while reciting dua, or it could be while I am contemplating while I am alone, or it could be by listening to an advice from our parents or teachers, or a short sentence from our imam. Now this awakening, brothers and sisters, leads to an internal spiritual revolution, and it is like I am reborn. There were people who experienced this internal spiritual revolution in their lives, and they journeyed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Bishr al-Hafi. Now, who was he? Bishr was a man who had a status in society, but he was living a life of amusement. His house was the center of carnal pleasures like drinking, dancing, loud music, and all kinds of haram. One day, his maid came out of his house to take out the trash. And at the same time, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhis salam was passing by through the same alley. When he passed Bishr's house, he heard the loud music. Then he saw the maid, and he asked the maid, "Is the owner of this house a free man or a slave?" The maid replied, "Of course, he is a free man." Imam said, "You are right. He is a free man. If he was a slave, he would be afraid of his master." Then he left. The maid returned back to the house. Her master, who was busy drinking, he saw the maid coming in and he asked, "What kept you out so long? Why the delay?" The maid retold him what happened outside the house. Now hearing that from the maid, he said, "So, you mean that man's last words were, 'You are right, your master is a free man. If he was a slave, he would fear his master'?" Then he thought for a while and he said, "Yes, then he would have been afraid of his master. He would not have shown such boldness in committing sins." He started thinking about the line.
Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Allah satisfies.
How this short sentence of Imam Al-Kadhim pierced his heart. It created a storm within him. He threw his cup of wine on the floor and came out with bare feet, running fast to catch up with Imam. Finally, when he caught up with him, he said, "O my master, I beg God's as well as your pardon. Yes, I was and I am still a slave and a servant of Allah, but I had forgotten my servitude. I was sinning, but right now I have discovered my servitude and I want to repent for my past sins. Will Allah accept my repentance?" And he broke down. He started crying. Imam replied, "Yes, Allah will accept your repentance. He will forgive your past sins as long as you quit sinning forever." Then Bish repented and he became one of the most famous, pious and saintly personalities of his time. And in order to show his gratitude for this blessing, he used to walk bare feet till the end of his life. That is why he was called Bish al-Hafi, meaning Bish the barefoot. So look, brothers and sisters, just one sentence changed his life. He changed from a sinner to a saint. Just one sentence jolted him out of his slumber. It threw him out of his negligence, out of his ghafla. Brothers and sisters, let me share this beautiful passage with you. Ayatullah Jawadi Amli writes in his book, Stages of Morality in Quran, that man is imperfect. He is naqis. He is always traveling towards perfection, towards kamal. If he falls asleep on his way, then he will be looted by the highwaymen and the dacoits and the devils. And if he does not know that he is a traveler in this world, then he will be stagnant where he is. If he has no movement in his life, no motion, there will be no improvement too. There will be no growth in him. He will rust and perish. If one has no action, no movement in his life, he is either sleeping or intoxicated. His wisdom is intoxicated. Now, this intoxication could have several reasons. For example, one could be intoxicated by wealth, or one could be intoxicated by power, or by status, or by pride, or by youth. This intoxication is dangerous. It could overlap the wisdom and throw us into a deep slumber where man stops thinking. In this universe, everything is moving towards the eternal. This world is a place of action and movement. Even death does not stop us from moving. Even in barzakh, we will be struggling to move forward. There is no rest, neither in this world nor in the barzakh. The only place of rest is paradise, the darul qarar, the place that souls will find comfort, the place that souls will find eternal peace, the place that souls will find happiness. So to have a better life, I need to be a better person by waking up from my slumber, from my ghafla, and get on my feet to reach that eternal peace. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. So all I need. 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 Your love is all I need.